Trump establishes National Energy Dominance Council led by Secretaries Burgum, Wright. By Nick Gilbertson on February 14, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump signed an executive order establishing the National Energy Dominance Council to advise the president on strategies to make the United States energy dominant. A White House document on the order provided to Breitbart News notes that Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum will chair the council, while Energy Secretary Chris Wright will be the vice chairman. Various cabinet and agency members will also serve on the council. The council will advise President Trump on strategies to achieve energy dominance by improving the processes for permitting, production, generation, distribution, regulation, and transportation across all forms of American energy, the White House document states. Moreover, the council is directed to present a strategy to Trump focused on ending bureaucratic hurdles and boosting investments in the private sector. Ahead of the signing, a White House spokesperson said the order will also reduce costs with respect to energy. Burgum and Wright flanked Trump in the Oval Office before the signing and press conference. "This is a big deal. We have more energy than any other country. And now we're unleashing it, to put it nicely," Trump said ahead of signing the order. Burgum declared that the Biden administration's war against American energy is officially over as of Friday. "The Biden administration had a whole-of-government approach. It would have the war against U.S. energy," he said. "Now we need to turn that around 180 degrees and unleash that potential. We've got to unleash it from the Gulf of America all the way up to Alaska." Burgum emphasized that America has failed to get a return on many of the amazing resources in this country, noting that much of the resources sit on or in public lands. "The interior has 500 million acres of surface, 700 million acres of subsurface minerals, critical minerals, and, offshore close to 2 billion acres," Burgum added. "And that balance sheet is the biggest balance sheet in the world, and it's been completely underutilized." Wright said Trump's order grants the officials authority to address barriers to energy. "With this fantastic action from our president, we now have authority across the government to lean in to fix these problems," he said. Trump also signed an executive order prohibiting federal funding for schools that enforce coronavirus vaccine requirements, which Breitbart News first reported on hours before it was signed.